I started there in my quiet time, as sometimes I do. Like, it's early. Let's just check out ESPN and see what's going on. I went there. That's not true. That's sort of true. Let me see if I can find it. And I read this story about Nelson Cruz. Who knows who Nelson Cruz is? Raise your hand. Besides, it's a Tipton does. So he does. The rest of you, he plays this sport called baseball, okay? And in the days, let's see, 2019 BC, which, by the way, before COVID, that's a thing going around, right? I didn't, Libby Britton didn't coin that, did she? That's where I heard it. I'm going to give her the credit for that, but you heard it already. She used the term BC. All right, so I texted this to myself. Nelson Cruz and the incredible gifts he's bestowed on his Dominican Republic hometown. And it's this article about a baseball player who's now 40 years old. And since he was first a pro like 20 years ago, he's been doing good things for the people that he grew up around. Because, like so many people on the earth, it was not the experience that most of us had, right? It was maybe there's running water, maybe there's not. The first thing he did, he bought a fire truck for his hometown. Anyone want to guess why he might have done that? Didn't have one. And what happens when there's no fire trucks? Your house burns to the ground in front of your eyes, and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay? Well, now, that doesn't happen anymore. Why? They got a fire truck. It's easy. He bought an ambulance. Anyone want to? Because there was no ambulance. And what happens when there's no ambulance? People die. And now, when he goes back home, people stop him and they say, my aunt, my sister, my father, they're still alive because we were able to get them 60 miles to the hospital to get treatment. And before, it's like you're calling all your friends to see who's got a car. And then the second call, this is in the article here. The second call is, can you find somebody who's got money for gas? And while you're doing that, you know, the person you love doesn't make it. So he made the communion, Nelson Cruz, the baseball player, right? He works for the good of his people. So who else, who works for our good? Yeah. God sent Jesus for our good. I was asking Frances yesterday, I'm like, hey, looks like I'm doing the communion tomorrow. Any ideas? And she said what she'd been camped out on all week was that God sent Jesus for our good. And I thought, that works for me. My job's done here. I just got to read ESPN now. And we're good. All right, we're going to stay in Romans 8. Go back to Romans 8. I mean, as I read through Romans 8 this morning, I thought, there's just so much here. You could spend all day on one of these verses, but we're going to spend a few minutes on a couple of verses. So let's see. Romans 8, 28 says, and we know in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. We know that in all things, God works for the good. In all things. Let's see in verse 32. I'll start in 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? It reminds me of when Nathan told David in 2 Samuel 12, he said, and if that were not enough, God would have given you even more. Wow. So my question is, somebody who is willing to give his son to us, what would he hold back from us? Yep. And I feel like your faith needs to grow in some area in your life on what God will give to you. That right now you're thinking, God's not really looking out for me in this area. And I say that because I need that. I need my faith to grow in that area. There's a There's a story in 2 Chronicles 25 about King Amaziah. And he was 25 when he became king, king of Judah. Israel was sort of breaking bad at the time. And he went and hired a bunch of mercenaries from Israel to go fight against whoever. And then a man of God came to him and said, "You need to let those guys go. You don't need to use them. Even if you fight valiantly, God will oppose you." And he said, "But what about the 100 pieces of gold? I already paid them." And God, or the man of God said, "And God can give you much more than that." And that's something I feel like I need to remember right now. That if I'm willing to believe the scriptures, which is sort of a coin flip for me, by the way, a lot of days. But if I'm willing to believe in those areas where my faith really needs to grow, because I don't think God's really cares about me. But what if I choose to believe that? That God can do even more. And I want to invite all of you to just remember that. And remember that God is working for your good right now in the areas of your life where it'd be very reasonable to think, yeah, he's not. Like, he may be working for your good, but he ain't working for my good. You don't know about, you know. And I want to challenge that in my own thinking. And I want to invite you guys to do that. In verse 1 in Romans 8 here. "Therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death." So one of the ways God's working for the good is he's given you freedom. He set you free. Okay, I mean, that's for starters there. I mean, that works. And so I think the danger that I get to in my life is I say, well, what's in it for me? Like, when does this start working out for numero uno here, right? Which is sort of a dangerous question. And it's one that I'm glad Nelson Cruz hadn't been asking in his life. That a lot of baseball players are asking right now, well, what about mine? And look how that's going. They're not getting anywhere. And we all know, like, you guys, we're about done with you. Like, even if there was baseball, I really wish there was a boycott that I'm not interested in starting. But I would be happy to say, you know what, I'm not watching, I'm not going. Because of this selfishness. But you know what, I'm guilty of that stuff. What's in it for me? If I choose to be a Christian, what do I get? And, you know, I Googled this morning celebrities who own private islands. All right? I'm just going to give you their first name. See, I'm just to protect their identity. Nick? Anybody? Lachey. No, not Nick Lachey. Nicholas Cage. All right, sorry. A dated reference. I apologize for any millennials. Julia? Got a private island? Mel? Yeah, yeah. Leo? Not Selena. Yeah. Faith? Faith Hill. Shakira? I don't even think she's got another name. Shakira. So after reading that, I thought, you know what? Who cares? Who cares? Celebrities who spend all this money on their own stuff. Boring! But what is not boring is Nelson Cruz doing more. And the reason why he wants to keep playing at 40 when, you know, I'm not going to say he's old because he's younger than, you know. All right? I mean, he's not skinny anymore. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, don't want to call a brother fat. I mean, he's got a weight problem. You know, what's he going to do? The reason he keeps playing is because he can help more people if he keeps playing. And that's exciting. And, I mean, so my last question, I mean, is his life, is it better off or worse because he spent all his money helping other people? I mean, that is his life. And it's exciting for me to think that's our life. It certainly can be our life. And And there's this wonderful experience that's right here in Romans 8 and all through these scriptures in 2 Chronicles where a man of God will come to you or me and say, oh, by the way, and if you have that faith, God can do even more. He can repay us for the years the locusts have eaten. He can do more. And that's enough for me to camp out on. And that's what I hope we can all share in. Let's pray. Lord, I'm thankful for this time to remember that you gave your son. You gave us freedom, because if you were willing to give Jesus, what wouldn't you give? What won't you do for us? And so if I ask the question, what's in it for me? Man, I'm really missing out. And, you know, we don't know what goes on in the lives of people in media or news or celebrities. And hopefully they're doing wonderful things. But hopefully we have that chance, and we do have that chance to do wonderful things in your name and for your glory. And I'm thankful to be a part of a group who's struggling right now, but who's in the fight, who's struggling with a lot of different heavy things that we didn't think 4 months ago or 4 years ago we'd be dealing with or struggling with. But that's your business. That's your department. And what is our business is to decide, you know what, I do believe. Like Paul, who learned the secret of being content. Like Jesus, who was the true mystic. And he you were enough. He was a man like us. And he didn't worry about the things that we worry about. And it's so interesting to really uncover, what did he spend his time doing, worrying about? It was really to take care of other people. And I'm thankful that there are people out there like Nelson Cruz, and like a lot of other people, but like us, like a lot of the people in this room who I know and respect and love and watch the way their lives go. And what we have in common here is that you gave Jesus for us, for our good. And it's in Christ's name. Amen.